Monday the 14th of June, Beis Tammuz, Rabbi Pinchas Svi Adler, inducing Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos.
I'd like to dedicate this shir Lili Nishmas, my grandmother Lady Jacobowitz, who really dedicated her life to supporting my grandfather, Lord Jacobowitz, and everything that he did. And his, what he considered his main achievement in life was the work that he did in the area of what he called Jewish medical ethics, which a big part of that was examining the medical side of the halacha side of medical shailas, which included similar to the shailas I'd like to address today. Also, being the son, grandson, and great grandson of doctors, I feel it a particular zechus to address this chashuvah tzibur and being mivayar these medical related inyonim. We know the klal that pikuach nefesh is doicha kol haTorah kula. You can go ahead and be over on almost any issue in the Torah for the sake of pikuach nefesh. The question I'd like to address is, may you go ahead and bring about the situation in which you're going to have to be over an issa for the sake of pikuach nefesh? Or do you have to do everything that you can to withhold, to prevent such a situation from arising? So I'm sure there's many cases and scenarios that one can think of where this shaila might come up. I'd like to address the following three shailas. Somebody has to undergo a medical procedure which, in its own right, the procedure itself does not involve any chilul Shabbos. But once the procedure is underway, or after the procedure, the patient will find himself in a situation of sakana, where Shabbos is going to have to be broken to save his life. A common example of this, and note the name of this shir, would be to induce labor on Shabbos. To induce labor, a woman is going to have a labor induced. She's going to have a child that's going to be induced. She feels a convenient time, peaceful time perhaps, to have her baby is on a Shabbos. Or maybe she wants to have a Shabbos bris. So she wants to arrange that the baby should be born on Shabbos. So the actual process of inducing the baby does not necessarily involve any Chilul Shabbos. But once she's in labor, there's certainly a number of malachas which are going to have to be performed either by her, by those tending to her. The shaila is, can she go ahead and arrange, schedule to be induced, that the labor should be induced on Shabbos? The shaila comes up also where it's going to be goyim tending to her. It will no doubt be more kuladik, but because of Amir al-Akum, the shaila does apply even if it would be goyim tending to her. Second shaila, a woman is in her ninth month, and there's a chance she's going to give birth on Shabbos. Is she mechuyev to go ahead and to go to stay near to the hospital for Shabbos, in order to minimize the chilul Shabbos that will be involved in traveling to the hospital if she goes into labor on Shabbos? And number three, a doctor who works in the hospital, if he would work in the hospital on Shabbos, it's inevitable that he's going to have to come to be Chal Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh, which if he finds himself in the situation, it's certainly permissible. Is he mechuyev to try and arrange his schedule in a way in which he will not have to work on Shabbos, so that he shouldn't have to come to be Chal Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh? And this shaila, of course, is going to be different where he's going to have to be treating goyim. Although there's a big question whether you can be Mechal Shabbos to treat a goyim, Mishum Eva, but to go and bring yourself into a situation will certainly be a different shaila to what we're discussing. We're discussing whether Chil Shabbos will involve the Koch Nefesh of Yidden, and Eretz Yisrael certainly very negeah this shaila. My father actually once asked the shaila, is he mechuyev to be mekabel Shabbos on Erev Shabbos at the latest possible time? Because if he's mekabel Shabbos early, then the amount of time, the few hours between being mekabel Shabbos and Shabbos coming in, is a fair chance that he's going to be called to a situation of pikuach nefesh. He's going to have to be mekabel Shabbos, which he could have avoided by being mekabel Shabbos at the latest possible time. So these are the three shailas I'd like to address. There is another shaila to mention, which we're not going to go into, but just to bring out that this shaila is not necessarily just benegeah to Mechal Shabbos. Any issa which you have to be over for the sake of pikuach nefesh, the question is, can you bring it about? There's a fascinating siman in Kovetz HaOris where Rabbi Chanan discusses the shaila of a woman who cannot carry her fetus until to full term or to full birth, and the fetus is going to pose a threat to her life, if she finds herself in such a situation, there's no question, although to abort is a serious avera, but for her, pikuach nefesh, it's doicha that avera. Question is, discusses Rabbi Chanan, is she mechuyev to avoid that situation from arising in the first place? So the central question that we'd like to address is one mechuyev to avoid situations from arising where they're going to have to go, a person's going to have to go and be mechalal Shabbos, be oven avera, for the sake of pikuach nefesh. So what should it be told on? What should this shayla depend on? We know of the machlokes as to exactly how Shabbat, pikuach nefesh, is doicha Shabbos. Is it to be understood as dechuya, which means that Shabbos is pushed aside, it's overridden by the need to save life, but you are going ahead and being mechalal Shabbos. For the sake of pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to go ahead and be mechalal Shabbos. Being mechalal Shabbos, though. Or is it to be understood as hutra? And hutra means that when faced with pikuach nefesh, the melachas of Shabbos are no longer melachas. This is not a melacha. The act is a perfectly permissible act in its own right when faced with pikuach nefesh. So to be mevashel, to cook, which is normally the melacha or asura of bishel, if for a chayla you need to boil water, to go ahead and boil that water is not the melacha or asura at all of Bishel. That is not the melacha of Bishel. That's a kutcher. So, if it's to be understood as dechuya, then the chayre is pashut, and you would have to do everything that you can to try and get out of the situation. Because although in a state of pikuach nefesh, you can go ahead and be mechal Shabbos, but you are being mechal Shabbos. You should have to try and avoid that. On kutcher, there should be no reason to have to try and avoid it because it's perfectly permissible. There is absolutely no element of chilul Shabbos whatsoever in the act that you are doing. So why should you have to avoid it at all? We have a sugya in Shabbos, Daf Yud Tes. The sugya tells us a halacha, a din, with three exceptions to it. The din is that ein mafligim b'sfim. You cannot leave on a ship, on a journey, during the week, which is going to continue into Shabbos, unless you're leaving in the first 3 days of the week. The first exception is if you're leaving on this journey on a Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, even though you know the journey is going to continue into Shabbos, you may leave on the journey. It's only the last, from Wednesday on, that you're not allowed to leave on this journey. Number two, if the purpose of the journey is lidvar mitzvah, you're going to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to leave on this journey even the second part of the week. And number three, mitzur litzido, and if it's a short journey, which the Shulchan Aruch understands this exception, that if that short journey might arrive before Shabbos, if it can possibly arrive before Shabbos, even though you don't know whether it definitely will arrive before Shabbos, if it's possible to arrive before Shabbos, you may leave on this journey even on Friday. So that's the din. You can't leave on a journey which is going to continue until Shabbos unless you have one of these three exceptions. And there's many pshatim we're showing him in how to understand this din, probably six or seven pshatim. One of the pshatim is that of the Baal HaMor, and the Ramah in Siman Resh Mem Ches passings out the Baal HaMor, and the Machabedah is also Chesh for the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor understands that the reason for this din is because out at sea is a Mokum Sakana. And if you find yourself on a ship out at sea in the middle of Shabbos, there's various melachas you're going to have to do to keep the ship sailing, and it's going to be permissible if you find yourself in that situation, because otherwise you're in a state of Sakana. But in order to prevent yourself getting into such a situation of needing to be Mechal Shabbos, need to be Madcha Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, Baal HaMor understands that's what the Gemara is telling us, you cannot leave on this journey. So how did the Baal HaMor understand that which Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? Did he understand it's Begedah Dechuya or Begedah Hujah? So if he's saying that he's understanding the Gemara is telling us that you have to try and avoid the situation because you're going to come to be Doicha Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, L'chayri he understands it's working material Dechuya. You understand it's working with the chayyim. It's very hard to understand why the exceptions, to understand these three exceptions. If you know you're going to come to Chilul Shabbos, so you can leave on the journey at the beginning of the week, or Vidvar Mitzvah, can you go ahead and bring yourself into a situation of Chilul Shabbos just because you're going to do a mitzvah? Mitzur Litzidon, because there's a sofik, you might not be Mechal Shabbos, so you can go ahead and bring about a situation that you might, yes, be Mechal Shabbos. It'd be difficult to understand. Elamai. We want to say that the Baal HaMor understands Hutra. And that's why you can leave at the beginning of the week. And that's why we have this exception. But if you hold Hutra, extremely difficult to understand why the second half of the week with this din at all. Why should there be a din at all that you cannot leave on a journey which is going to continue into Shabbos if it's the Hutcha, there is no element of Chil Shabbos whatsoever? In order to say a pshat in the Balamor, I'd like to address, to consider two sugyos that we know. The first is the concept of oinus. Oinus means that a person can sometimes find themselves in a situation where they have to go ahead and be over an issa, but it's not their fault. It's not their fault. Goy puts a gun to Yid's head and he says, eat the machalas asuris. So the halacha is, yavor v'al yahorig. You go ahead and you're over. Now when he eats his machalas asuris, he is being over, yavor v'al yahorig. He's being over the aver of machalas asuris, but he's being forced into it. It's not his fault. Take an example of where a goy threatens a yid and forces him to be over one of the aveiros chamuras, say avodah zarah. Puts a gun to a yid's head and says, be over the avodah zarah. So the halacha is yehoreg v'al yaver. He mustn't go and be over. Let's say he goes and he's over. He's over. So is he chayv misa? Does he get an onesh for the act that he did? Yehoreg v'al yaver. He didn't avera. And the halacha is he does not get a punishment. He was forced into it. It's still considered he was forced into it. It was done by oinus. So you see clearly that oinus is not that the avera wasn't a ma'aseh avera. Certainly the avera was an avera. But since you're forced into it, so you're hotter from punishment. And the same is with mitzvah say. The person finds himself on sukkos without a lulav, so he cannot be mekayem the mitzvah of lulav. He's an oinus. Does that mean that the tzivui, or the kachtem lechem, is not on him? Every rega b'rega that he's not shaking that lulav, he is being over the asay of ulkachtem lechem. Certainly the tzivui does apply to him. He has on him the mitzvah to go and shake lulav. But he can't. He's an oinus, because he doesn't have a lulav. And that which oinus, rachmona patri, the Torah patted him means only from the oinish, from the punishment, because it wasn't his fault. But he was over the issa, and even the punishment, we know there is an element of tshuva that someone who does something for oinus has to do. We clap al chait on Yom Kippur for averus that done for oinus. That's one sugya, the sugya of oinus. There's another sugya, the sugya of asei doicholois asei. Asei doicholois asei, there's big discussion in the different asei doicholois aseis whether it works with teres hutcha or teres dechuya. If it works with teres dechuya, then asei doicholois asei, for example, kilayim v'tzitzis, to go ahead and wear shatnes is normally the issa of semer upishtim together. When you're wearing them in tzitzis, you may go ahead and wear the semer upishtim. Now, if you understand that to mean dechuya, then the mixture of semer upishtim, that mixture of wool and linen that you are wearing in the tzitzis, is still an issa, it's still a chefta di sura. It's not a permissible mixture. If it would be hutra, it would actually be a permissible mixture in the face of tzitzis. When you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mixture would become a permissible mixture. But if you hold dechuya, the mixture is a forbidden mixture. It's still that forbidden mixture of tzemar and pishtim. It's that, it's a chefta di sura. And you're doing a levisha of that chefta di sura of kilayim and tzitzis. But the assay of tzitzis comes and pushes aside that which the Torah says, don't wear that forbidden mixture of tzitzis. That which the Torah says, lo yisul b'shatnes, doesn't apply to you in when you are being mekayem the mitzvah of tzitzis. So although you're doing the levisha of shatnes and the forbidden shatnes, the mixture which is forbidden by the Torah, in this case, you, that which the Torah normally says, don't do it, is pushed aside. You can go ahead and do it. So Rabbi Chana has a discussion on how to understand that which Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh, is Doicha Shabbos. On the Tzad Dechuya, within the Tzad Dechuya, how is it to be understood that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? Is it to be compared to the Sugya of Oinus, in which that's how we've been taking on until now, that it's to be compared to Oinus, meaning that life is so precious that you're not obligated to withhold from an issa, to withhold from an avera for the sake of and to give up life for that. If life is involved, you can go ahead and transgress the issa, but it's like an onus. You are transgressing an issa. If that's the case, then like we asked, it's very difficult to hear any of the exceptions in the Gemara. If you are actually being over an Issa, but you're not obligated to withhold from that because life is at stake, then you should certainly have to do whatever you can. The beginning of the week should also be Issa to leave on this journey, because when it comes to it, you are actually going to be transgressing that which the Torah says, "L'istasakol malacha," not to do malacha on Shabbos. But if we were to understand it as so that would mean that although when it comes to the situation you are actually doing that melacha asura, say of bishul or whatever it is, you are doing the melacha asura, but that which the Torah tells you is pushed aside in this case. It's almost as though the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, the v'chai bohem, pushes aside the isurim of the Torah. So when it comes to the situation, I'm not being over on loisas akom melacha, although I am carrying out a melacha asura. It's not hutra. It's not a permissible act in its own right. It's a forbidden act in its own right. But in this state, the tzivui of the Torah to withhold from that forbidden act has been pushed aside. So that being the case, we can explain Pshat and Balamor like this. To say that from the point of view of the Torah you have to withhold from that would not be so, because when it comes to this situation, it's legitimately pushed aside. That which the Torah says don't do it has been pushed aside. So if you're faced with Pikuach Nefesh, at the time that you're faced with Pikuach Nefesh, that which the Torah said don't do Melachas has been pushed aside. So there should be no reason, midaraisa, why you should have to withhold from such a thing. But since it's still b'teras d'chuya, you are carrying out that forbidden act, it would be a zilzal of Shabbos to put yourself into such a situation. To go ahead and bring about such a situation, b'kavona, would certainly be a zilzal of Shabbos. And if you look in the Loshon of the Baal Amor says that someone who leaves on this journey and it's going to have to come to Chil Shabbos is nire kimasne olav lechalal es haShabbos. It looks as though he wants to be mechalal Shabbos, and the Rivosh, which is gebot on the Baal HaMor, and the Rivosh is the makor for the Ramah. The Rivosh says a lashon, it's nire kinichnas bekavona lemokim sakona kidei shechalal es haShabbos. He looks like he's very happy about this Chil Shabbos, which is going to take place. Why is he leaving on a journey which is going to end up in Chil Shabbos? So if this is the Pshat in the Baal HaMor, that's the reason why you can't leave on this journey, because it's a zilzal of Shabbos. Although when it comes, the lav of Lo Yisaseh Kol Melacha is pushed aside, since it's still only b'teres d'chuya and you're actually doing it melacha or asura, which in its own right is still asa. So to put yourself in that situation is a zilzal. If that's the Pshat in the Baal HaMor, we can understand the exceptions very well. The first part of the week, we're still intrinsically connected to the previous Shabbos. You're not yet thinking about the next Shabbos. You're not mechuyav to be thinking about the next Shabbos. If I would leave on such a journey, that doesn't look like a zilzal in Shabbos. I'm not being mezalzal with Shabbos. The fact that this journey is going to lead in a long time to Chil Shabbos. You're not yet thinking about Shabbos the first part of the week. It's not a zilzal in Shabbos to leave on such a journey. If you leave Lidvar Mitzvah, even in the second half of the week, that which you're leaving on this journey is Lidvar Mitzvah. What's the purpose of this journey? To go to do a mitzvah. That's not a zilzal in Shabbos if that's going to lead to a Chil Shabbos. And also mitzvah litzidon. If you leave on a journey which might arrive before Shabbos, then it doesn't look like you're interested in that Chil Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're going on this journey in order to be Mechal Shabbos, because you might arrive before Shabbos. So if this is the Pshat in the Baal HaMor, then we can understand very well also another Balamor in the sugya of Ishtapa Chamima. If one has to do a bris on Shabbos, and one knows that by doing the bris, afterwards he's going to have to be a Chal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh for the sake of the child. So a big machlokes and Rishonim whether you go ahead and do such a bris on Shabbos or not. And the Balamor is of the opinion that no, you do not go ahead to do such a bris. So at first glance, it seems to be very similar to our Baal HaMor. You're mechuyav to take into account the fact that through my actions I'm going to find myself in a situation where I'm being mechalal Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh. But the big kasha is, and Chochmas Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch asks this kasha, the big kasha is that you don't have a greater mitzvah than the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And we know one of the exceptions in the Gemara was Lidvar Mitzvah. So why can I not go and do the Milah? What's on my mind is the mitzvah of Milah, and then I'll find myself afterwards in a state of Pikuach Nefesh, I'll have to be Doicha Shabbos. So the Chacham Shalem points out a couple of differences between the two sugyas, the sugya of Mafligim Bisvina, of Ein Mafligim Bisvina, and the sugya of Ishtap Chamim, of the breast. And one of those differences is that the sugya of Ein Mafligim Bisvina is talking about where you're doing something during the week which is going to lead to a situation of Pekuach Nefesh Doicha on Shabbos. But the sugya of the bris is talking about doing the bris on Shabbos itself. And therefore, says the Chacham Shalem, it's more stringent. According to the way we've understood the Balamoy, that's very mestaba, that fits in very well, because we're talking here about the zilzal of Shabbos. You're not taking into account the fact that this act is going to lead to chilul Shabbos, petoris t'chuya, similar to that of Asei d'chuya, to say. You're not taking that into account, it's a zilzal of Shabbos. Well, if on Shabbos itself, you're not taking into account the fact that your actions are going to lead to chilul Shabbos, that's a far greater zilzal than if during the week you didn't take that into account. So with this, we can come back to our shaylas. The first shayla we discussed was to induce labour or to have a medical procedure, which through that procedure the patient will find himself in a state of pikuach nefesh, which is going to have to be doicha Shabbos. So now, after having seen the sugya, we see that this is not just a shayla on Shabbos itself, it's a shayla already from Wednesday. Can one go ahead and schedule an operation for a Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, where he knows that on Shabbos he's still going to be in a state of sakana, and Shabbos is going to have to be doicha Shabbos for his pikuach nefesh? So I'm not a rov. These can be shaylas can come up. Always have to be asked to a rov, obviously. But l'chayra, what a rov will weigh up is, why is he having this operation on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? So if there's a good reason, certainly if there's a medical reason, it'll be a medical gain to have it on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or if there can be another reason which can be compared to dvar mitzvah, then it will be like leaving on that journey the dvar mitzvah. That's not a zilzal in Shabbos. There's a good reason why you're having it the second half of the week. That wouldn't be a zilzal in Shabbos to bring about that situation. But if there's no good reason why you're having it, you could equally as well have had it on the Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, then why are you having it the second part of the week? It's nira kimasne l'chalal ovis Shabbos. It looks like he's happy about this chilul Shabbos. There's a zilzal of Shabbos. But and to go ahead and to have such a procedure on Shabbos itself will certainly be far more chomor, like we've seen the Balamor about the bris. A woman in the ninth month, whether she should be mechuyev to go stay somewhere near to the hospital, that lechoy there would be two svaras to be makel. First of all, she's not doing anything, but you're dying to bring herself into the situation. She's just withholding from arranging to get out of the situation. She's not going to stay near to the hospital. That Sheval Tasa, it shows a far less zilzal of Shabbos. And also, we have the Svara of Mitzoret Sidon. She doesn't know that she's going to go into labor on Shabbos. That wouldn't be a zilzal if she doesn't go to the hospital because she might go into labor on Shabbos. It should be compared to the exception, Mitzoret Sidon. If you might arrive the journey before Shabbos, you may leave, even on Friday. However, a woman who's already in labor on Friday, but she's not ready yet to go to the hospital, but she knows that she will certainly have to go to the hospital on Shabbos, will be more chomodik hashayla, because here we've lost the svara of mitzoret sidon. And then the shayla about a doctor who works in the hospital, and he wants to know, does he have to arrange his schedule that he shouldn't work on Shabbos? So here it gets interesting. Should we depend on who will be working instead of him? Will it be a goy working instead of him, or a yid? If it's going to be a goy working instead of him, then it should be toila very simply on hutra d'chuya. If d'chuya, then you should have to be mistadik. You should not go to work on in the hospital on Shabbat, because there's an element of chil Shabbat taking place, d'chuya, and it could have been done by a goy. If you've got hutra, then there should be no reason why you should have to withhold from this, because there is no element of chil Shabbat taking place whatsoever. But if it's going to be a yid working in instead of him, then even on the tzad d'chuya, the chuya should be toila on the space of understanding the chuya. If you understand the chuya to be similar to that of oinus, so you are actually transgressing that which the Torah says lo sasa kol melacha for the sake of pikuach nefesh, then the chuya, even if it's a yidin working instead of you, if it's a yid, you should have to try and get out of it. Even if it's a yid, you should try and get out of it, even though it's going to be another yid doing it. But you are mechuyev to worry about your loisasa komalacha. You will have to be the loisasa komalacha. You should withhold from it. But if the understanding of the Chuyah will be similar to that of Asiyah Deish Chalitza, so when it comes to the situation, you're not actually transgressing that which the Torah says, Lo Sa'asa Kol Melacha. It's a zilzal of Shabbos, that Shabbos is being pushed aside in this way. The Torah, there's not much difference whether it's me or someone else who's doing this Dechuyah, B'Torah Asiyah Deish Chalitza, say, on Shabbos. The zilzal of Shabbos is the same whether it's me or someone else. So Ramosha Feinstein in Egus Moshe is quite machmeh about this shayla, and others want to be more makel, and they suggest that Ramosha is talking about in Chutz Laaretz where it will be goyim working in the hospital instead of you, and therefore the doctor should, the Yiddish doctor should try and withhold as much as possible. But in Eretz Yisrael, or if he knows that it will be Yidden working instead of him, then it might be a lot more kuladik. The shayla of being mekabel Shabbos early. Being Mechal Shabbos early, knowing that in that time you might have to come and be Mechal Shabbos with Goach Nefesh. So it's interesting the Prima Godim in this Simon Reish Mem Ches, this could be very Nogea, the Hatzolah members and the like. I'm not a rabbi, always has to be asked, of course, but it seems in Prima Godim in this Simon Reish Mem Ches, on the Halacha of Mitzor Letzidin, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about the exception of Mitzor Letzidin, of arriving. Where you know that you might arrive before Shabbos, the Prima Godim is Medayik, the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you might arrive Kol Hayom, any time during the day. So it's Medayik any time during the day, up until Nach, even though it will definitely be within the time of Tosfos Shabbos. So he says, if you know that you're going to come into the situation of being Mechal Shabbos in the situation of in the time of Tosfos Shabbos, it's more Kuladik. And it would be Mutter, the Prima Godim says. Just to end off with it, inside the sugya, it's interesting to think for a minute about what do all those other shittas, many other shittas, and how to learn this leaving on the ship, the issue of leaving on the ship, which is going to continue to Shabbos, many other reasons. But what do they hold about this shayla, about putting yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh going to be doicha Shabbos? So there seems to be a very big machlokes about this. The Eliyahu Rabba and the Machzah Shekel seem to take on, at least in some of those other Rishonim, that you may go ahead, if mitzav this Shaila, that you might be Mechal Shabbos, you may go ahead even on Friday and leave on such a journey. What would be the understanding in that? Where they take on Hutra. So Hutra, then you can, and you know for sure it's going to lead into Shabbos, you have no reason not to leave on that journey. But the Magen Avraham brings from the Radvaz and the Rival that if you know that it's going to lead to a situation of Pikuach Nefesh being Doicha Shabbos, you cannot leave on that journey even on a Sunday. If you know for sure that it's going to lead to Pikuach Nefesh being Doicha Shabbos, you can't leave on that journey even already on Sunday. The Radvaz, the Rival, they understand that the Dechuya is working. They understand Dechuya, and the Dechuya is working together on us. So when it comes to the situation that you're being Mechal Shabbos, you're actually being over L'Sa'as Kol Melacha. You're being over on Chilul Shabbos. L'Sa'as Kol Melacha applies to you. In that case, you would have to take into account already from Sunday. If you know that the journey is going to lead to Chilul Shabbos, you will not be able to leave already on Sunday. And the Bi'ah Halacha is quite choshes, the Chatzchila, one should be choshes for these shitters. And therefore, in any situation, if one can possibly get out of it, one should try to get out of L'Chatzchila. The Ikkad Din is like the Ramah and the Mechaba, the Pasin and the Balamor. The Bialacha says, well, if possible, one should be Chosh for these other Shittas. So if we'd be examining a Sugya or trying to work out Shittas in this Inyan, what we're always going to have to be looking for is it working B'Toras Hutra, in which case you can go very well straight into it, or Toras Dechuya. Similar to that of Oynus, that would be the opposite extreme. You should have to try and withhold from such situations completely. Or will it come somewhere in the middle? In which case, we see over here, from this Gemara, the Gabba Shabbos would be a Zilzal of Shabbos. And in every Sugya, it can be different. So the Gabba, the other Shaila about aborting a child, you would have to work out, is it working B'Toyas Dechuya, B'Toyas Hutra, and that's Rebel Chonon's discussion about that Shaila. And even if it's in Dechuya, is it B'Toyas Oynus, where you're actually being over the Aveir, you have to withhold completely, or is it B'Toyas Asay Dechuya, B'Toyas Asay, where it might be more Kuladik.